The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action in Ballinrobe, an 8-race national hunting card to come there. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. You?
Yeah, good, thank you. Competitive old card in Ballinrobe today.
Yeah, managed to sneak an extra race in there, haven't they? Got 8 race cards.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to start charging more for these.
They're making you work for it today.
What race cards are in Ireland, it's incredible. These have 6 on a Saturday, 7 maybe if you're lucky, but 8, always 8 on a midweek. Definitely Dundalk as well, 8 races.
Oh yeah, Dundalk love an 8 race card.
This week, doesn't it? I'm sure Dundalk.
And there is a Dundalk on Friday, yes.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
Good. Right, let's get stuck into today's stuff. The first race in Ballinrobe is the 2:35, and we start with a 3-year-old maiden hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And Willie Mullins Tarabin heads the betting this morning at 6-4, being nibbled from 7-4 as well. Credulous is 9-4, 4-1 for Cabaret. Hannah's Magic is 7s, 11-1 for Silk and Thomas. Princess Tammy is 14s and 33-1 for Beat About the Bush. Form between Tarabin and Cabaret, Andy. Cabaret finishing 2nd when Tarabin was 3rd. With that being Tarabin's hurdling debut, do you expect him to improve past Cabaret?
There's a possibility. Obviously, should improve, but I don't think there was that much left in the locker at in the final stages of that race to suggest he'd be an automatic choice. Willie Mullins has had one or two half-decent juveniles already so far this season. Very well, of course, won down in Down Royal, and then was a massive disappointment the other day in Listowel. And it's that race in Listowel, really, which I'm going to concentrate on here. Very well was a massive odds-on shot off the back of that win when he beat Cabaret, as I said. And Credulous finished 2nd in that race, which was in the end won by Celtic Artisan, who turned the form around with Very Well in quite spectacular fashion. Whether Very Well wasn't at his best or what, I just don't know. But either way, it was a good performance by Credulous, first time up for Gordon Elliott. Gambling by Jeremy, suggesting he was always going to be a horse to be reckoned with in the winter jumping game. I like the way he went through the race. And he led at the last, and he was a little bit green, I suppose, and just got a little bit tired late on. That cost him defeat in the end. He's a nice price here, he's 1-9-4. I actually thought he'd be favourite, Credulous. I think that was a better race, that was a style race, than the race down in Roscommon. Yes, Tabian and Cabaret have also got some fair form, but I do think Credulous is the best, and hopefully he'll justify my confidence, and 9-4 looks a fair enough price.
Okay, Credulous then. In the first race, the second race is the 3:05, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And the betting is headed this morning by Oscar Vespasian, who's 5-2 from 3-1, 11-2 for Beautiful Ben. Gretzky is 6-1 with Di Green. Linda's Choice is 13-2, 9-1 for the Yellow Bin, and 12-1 or bigger prices. The rest, a few in here with chances, Andy. So what are your thoughts in the 3:05?
I'd probably have to go with Oscar Vespasian here. Comes from the stable in good form at the moment. John Queeley, of course, had a winner down in Listowel the other day with a horse called Memories of Milan, who followed up a previous win at Cork in pretty good fashion. And other than just one modest run on his dance card of late, this 6-year-old Oscar Vespasian has been pretty much a model of consistency in his last few outings. And Johnny Burke takes the ride again. He teamed up with his horse 3 starts ago when they were runner-up behind Razzia down in Cork. Not really sure what happened at Navan. Maybe he just, I don't know, had an off day, or he didn't go particularly well left-handed that day. He was strongly fancied. He's never really got competitive. But much more, he was much more switched on the other day down in Listowel in a strongly run race, won by Rizipsa Locateur, who runs in the next race. We'll talk about that mare in a second or two. But I thought this horse did really well to finish 3rd, because he was in a terrible position turning around a home turn. And had a few behind him, and he did incredibly well to finish 3rd. He actually got stopped in his run as he was travelling well. Got the impression he would have been a lot closer, if not maybe have gone close to winning that race, had he got a clear run. And it's not as if he hasn't managed to win recently. He won at Tremor 4 starts back. So he's in good nick. Johnny Burke has gone back on him again. And, yeah, I think he's a worthy market leader here in what looks a fairly weak race.
Okay, Oscar Vespasian there, a worthy market leader there then in the 3.05. On to the third race next, which is the 3.35, and this is a handicap hurdle for four-year-olds and older, rated 81-123. It's over 2 miles and one furlong, and we have co-favourites of three this morning, Coldstone Sober, Swanty K and Res Ipsa Lokitura, all 7-2. It's 6-1 for Gentleman Duke. Celtic Abbey, or Celtic Abbey, is 9-1 with Mind the Pennies. Steel King is 10s with Lost Book, and then 12-1, or bigger prices the rest. You mentioned the form of Res Ipsa Lokitura in the last race when you were talking about Oscar Vespasian, Andy. She's got a pretty good record at the moment. She's in good form, and she won last time. The form could take a boost if Oscar Vespasian wins in the 3.05. Do you side with her here?
Yeah, obviously I've got to make a judgment call before Oscar Vespasian runs in the 3.05. Hopefully he'll go well. But I'm pretty sure that there's Ipsa Lokitura will, as you say, judged on her recent form. She's almost sort of there or thereabouts, and anything you can get sort of from an each-way perspective about this horse this morning should be rewarded. She just comes in fantastic nick, and I must admit, when I first watched her and was trying to get a handle on this horse, I felt she was a bit of a weak finisher, and I just wasn't quite sure about her resolution sometimes in the latter part of a race. But I think the key to this horse is just getting her settled and producing her with a long run from the back of the field. They've almost ridden her too handy on a few occasions, and they've had the tongue tie and the cheek pieces on. And Barry Geraghty actually mentioned to Johnny Levens that he should take the cheek pieces off because it was just buzzing her up a little bit too much and getting her too handy too early. And that's probably why she wasn't finishing off her races as well as she was travelling. So they reverted to hold-up tactics of the day. They dropped her right out of the back. She sighed through the field like a knife through butter and come there travelling strongly at the last. It's a brilliant ride by Mikey O'Connor, who literally dropped her on in front with about 100 yards to go, and she held on quite resolutely in the end of it on the ground, and Oscar Vespasian. Previously to that, she'd won in Ballinrobe, and that was her previous win, and that form of that race worked out really well. Horses like Anna Haven and She's a Leader have all subsequently gone in to boost up that form, and this track really does play into her strengths. You need a horse who's got plenty of tactical speed, and that is certainly what she's got in abundance. Andrew Ring takes off £7, which negates that penalty she picked up the other day. So she's technically running off the same mark as she ran in Listowel. She's clearly in the form of her life. And this smooth travelling mare should get the run of the race as well. They're likely to go quite quick and should definitely play into her strength. So she's the number one choice. Just keeping on a horse called Lost Brook as well. Another mare that's got fantastic form here around Ballinrobe. I don't think she'll beat Res Ipsa Lokitura, but I'm certainly think she'll go better than her odds imply this morning, run about 10 or 12 to 1. She run well early on in the season here beyond Curragh Golan, and the last two runs have been in much better company at Ballystown and Galway respectively, but she goes back to her favourite track, so do keep an eye on her. But I'm sticking with Res Ipsa Lokitura, and for me she's the best bet on the card.
Okay, Res Ipsa Lokitura, the best bet on the card then in the 3.35. On to the 4.10 next, race 4 on the card, and this is a mare's maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and Painted Lady is the 2-1 favourite at the time of recording. Ticker Light is 11-4, 13-2 for Melbourne Lady. Something Precious is 13-2, 7-1 for Junops, and Kill to Lane Rose, it's 12-1 for Supreme Benefit, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. A bit tricky this, I need a few disappointing runners in here at the moment, but I suppose this is the easiest task Painted Lady's had for a while. Do you see it paying off for the Jessica Harrington train mare?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a really weak mare's maiden race, and you know, she's definitely got the best form in the book here, so she should really in all intents and purposes take this contest. She's had loads of chances, so at the same time you were thinking, well, there'll be plenty out there wanting to take her on. But you know, you look at some of her form prior to that modest run at Galway on her last start. You know, third behind Whisper Rock in a very good maiden hurdle down in Navan. Second to Levant Danton at Navan the time before. I mean, Levant Danton's a graded horse, so you know, she should be good enough to take this race. For one reason or another, she just didn't fire the other day down in Galway. She's a little bit of a monkey down at the start as well. That's twice now they've had to lead her in, so she has obviously got one or two reservations. But I'm not really a massive fan of Ticker Light, the second favourite either, despite Johnny Burt being on that mare. She's really one pace, and I think she'll struggle to win. Melbourne Lady ran quite well the other day down in Down Royal behind two nice horses, Storm Away and What Lies Ahead. But again, she looked quite weak in the finish, and she was a 50-1 shot, so there wasn't a great deal of expected of her that day. And the other horse, Junops, has been off the track for the best part of a year. So it's just one of them races I'm not really left with a lot from a tipping perspective. So Painted Lady, hopefully today, will get everything right.
OK, Painted Lady then in the 4.10. On to the 4.40 next race, final on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80 to 95. It's over 2.5 miles, and Valor's Minion has attracted the early money this morning, 4-1 into 11-4 at the time of recording. Johnson's Best is 5-1 with Forget and Forgive. Bahernie Lady is 7s, 9-1 for Stop Road Lad, and Kinney Cross, and then 10-1 or bigger prices the rest. So, Valor's Minion, Andy, chasing the hat-trick here, won 3 of his last 4 starts. He arrives in good form. Do you see him adding to that tally here?
Well, he's run well on the track anyway, so that's a positive. And he's been very consistent and, of course, proved that he can mix under both codes as well when he won the chase the other day down in Lestal following 2 wins over Hurdle. So he's very versatile, and clearly this 11-year-old is just, you know, hitting all the right notes at the moment. So I think he's definitely a worthy favourite. But I do quite like Johnson's Best here. Now, she's a horse I tipped last time out of Sligo and was rather annoyed that she didn't manage to get up that day. But she certainly ran as well as she did the time before at the same track when she was running up behind the 2Js. And I think Bill Hartney's charge is definitely worth bearing in mind in a race like this. The faster they go, the better for her, because she does finish her races off quite strong. And I think whatever happens, she'll run herself into the frame here. Ran about 5-1, that looks a decent each way bet. And it won't be too long before this horse is winning. Hopefully it'll be tonight, but she should reward some decent each-way money at that price this morning.
OK, on to the sixth race, which is the 5.10, and this is a handicap chase for 5-year-olds and older, rated 0-109. It's over 2 miles and 7 furlongs, and Kinesh is the 3-1 favourite, 7-2 for Abata, and Bracing Change is 5-1 with All or Now. Dominetta Vitali is 6-1, 7-1 for Queen of Cool, and then 11-1 and double-figure prices for the other runners. Kinesh has gone close on a couple of occasions, Andy, including over this course and distance, but is he vulnerable to younger legs here?
Not necessarily, no. I think this race is quite weak, and, you know, similarly to Kinesh, Abata has got a similar profile, just the one win and lots of placed efforts. So you can knock quite a few of the others in the race, as well as, you know, Paul Coles and Kinesh's overall profile, just one win in 22. But he's so consistent, and, you know, in a race like this, that's what I'm looking for, really. A horse that's guaranteed to run his race, that's got a top pilot on, and that's got form around the track. So he ticks all the boxes I'm looking for. And Binney's is Martin Stan opportunity race as well. It means that a lot of these amateur riders, conditional riders, you know, strength in the saddle is very much the key. And the fact that Johnny McGuire has ridden this horse twice, that association with Kinesh is already there, whereas a lot of these jockeys in this race probably haven't ridden their horses and have got as familiar than Jody has. So that's one of the reasons why I'm going for Kinesh. Plus the fact that run behind Survival here 2 starts ago was such an eye-catching one. When he stayed on very strongly in the stage, he was 4th jumping 2 out, and he managed to get within half a length of the winner at the line. He once again ran another good race down in Kilbeggan last time out, when just finding the doctor's daughter too good in the latter stages. But again, that was another good race, and I just think he's definitely going to go well for us tonight from a tipping perspective. I love putting horses up like this that just keep running well week in, week out. And despite William Hill being rather stingy with their 3-1 this morning, I still think he's definitely worth an interest.
Okay, Kinesh then to run his race in the 5.10. The 5.40 is the penultimate race, and this is a chase over 2 miles and 7 furlongs for 5-year-olds and older that have not won more than one chase. And Rough Justice is the 6-5 favourite this morning. Seafood is 11-8, 4-1 for Tom Horn, 20-1 for Playtime Ben, Dr Kildare and Our Ned. So priced up as a match, really, between the front two in the betting, Andy, Rough Justice and Seafood. I suppose Tom Horn comes into the mix as well. Do you see it between those principles?
Yeah, Tom Horn. He's definitely an interesting runner here. He's been running in good handicaps of late over hurdles and, more importantly, over fences. But let's concentrate on the two lightly raced progressive horses from the two powerful stables, Rough Justice from Willie Mullins' stable and Seafood from Desi Hughes' barn. Rather oddly, Desi Hughes, after winning a beginner's chase down in Kilbeggan, has decided to run Seafood back over hurdles, which has rather backfired on him in quite a spectacular fashion. He hasn't quite been as good as he was when he won at Kilbeggan back in mid-August, when he He finally laid the ghost to rest of his foot unseated the last the time before. He just didn't sparkle next time out at Roscommon for one reason or another. And a similar comment applied to his run down in Kilbeggan last time out back over hurdle. So over the larger obstacles, I'd expect Seafood to come alive here tonight. They seem to spark him up when he won three starts ago. And Barry Geraghty gets on really well, this horse. He was a higher rated horse as well over hurdles than he was than Rough Justice, so that gives him a bit of an edge as well. There was £14 between them under that code. So despite Rough Justice making a winning chasing debut here at Ballinrobe on his latest outing, the form doesn't really amount to much, and like I say, just on pure raw ability, I prefer Seafood. And at 6-4 this morning, I think he's worth a bet at those odds.
Okay, Seafood then in the 5:40, and we finish in the 6:10 race, 8 on the card, and this is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and it's for 4-year-olds and older that have not won a chase. Primrose and Blue is the 11-4 joint favourite with Tulsa Jack. The Mooch is 3-1, Black Russian 4-1, Empresario 7s, 10s for Via del Corso, and 16-1 are bigger prices for the other two. Interesting movement in the betting this morning, Andy. Primrose and Blue is 2-1 out to 11-4, whereas Tulsa Jack going the other way falls into 11-4. So does that reflect your thoughts here?
It does a bit, yeah. Primrose and Blue's a, you know, a fairly useful horse, nothing spectacular, typical summer jumping horse that Willie Mullins likes to sort of tick along. He's had a couple of spins over fences already. That was back in 2013. His best of those was when he was fourth behind Sizing Machine, but he was beat 34 lengths, and you add on top of that the 74 lengths he was beaten on his next start behind Shrapnel. You know, he's not really sort of looking as though he's an absolute guaranteed chaser in the making. Plus, on top of that, he's run okay, nothing more, nothing less, in his last two starts in Dan Patrick and Dan Raw. So I think, like William Hill this morning and the odds compilers, he looks quite vulnerable here. And with that in mind, I think, you know, the 2-3 to concentrate on here are Tulsa Jack and the Mooch, maybe the Black Russian as well, although he obviously makes his chasing debut as well. I'm not sure how he'll get on that trailblazer. But I'll go with Tulsa Jack here. He looks as though he was turning the corner and maybe he'll crack on from winning in Limerick 4 starts ago, but he's rather disappointed subsequently, much to the probably irritation of his connections, because he's quite a nice horse, actually, this gelding by Urban Ocean, but I think he's a bit soft, actually, if I'm not being sort of too unkind. But he's definitely got the ability, and it's that ability I'm hoping will stand him in good stead. And you never know, with Noel Meads horses in such good form, particularly his novice chases, he's done really well in the last couple of weeks with horses over the larger obstacles. A horse called Thomon won down in Listowel the other day. And, you know, generally speaking, his horses have been running over the larger obstacles like Please Talk, Silver Tassie, for instance, and Pretarius. The ones that have making sort of chasing debuts have all performed quite well. So with that in mind, I'll go with Tulsa Jack. Not with a massive amount of confidence, but to be fair, I don't think he'd be confident about too much in the last race either.
Okay, Tulsa Jack then, the selection in the 6:10. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll swing us through all of your selections for Ballinrobe.
Yeah, not a bad card tonight at Ballinrobe. 8 races, of course. Plenty of options along the way. Credulous looks a fair bet in the first race, round about 9-4, following a good run the other day in a decent race at Listowel. Oscar Vespasian is the first horse to represent that form the other day round Listowel. Of course, it was represented by Rezipta Locateur, and she runs in the 3:35, so hopefully both of those two horses will do me proud in those respective handicap hurdles over 2 mile 1. Painted Lady's been a frustrating mare, but so have the rest, and she's definitely got the best form in the bag to take that 4:10. In the 4:40, Johnson's Best, a real nice horse to have anything to do with, a real strong stayer, with the 4 places on offer, looks sure to give us a massive run for our money, each way at 5-1. In the 5:10, the ever-consistent Kanash has got every chance of putting a 1 next to those 2-2s. Seafood in the 5:40 just gets the vote ahead of Rough Justice. And in the final race, Noel Meads novice chasers are going well at the moment, so hopefully Tulsa Jack can follow suit in the final race.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy the action in Ballinrobe this afternoon.
Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.